You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on September 15th, 2022. This week we're talking about the number of churchgoers who support or oppose same-sex marriage. Now, we might expect that there would be less support from church members than from those in the world. However, there is a significant difference among churchgoers depending on how often they attend. So we're going to consider that in our episode today. For links to the story we're talking about, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/0915 22. Now for our story this week. One group still opposes same-sex marriage. Weekly churchgoers. From Lifeway Research, the percentage of Americans who say they support legal same-sex marriage reached a new high, but support has fallen among weekly churchgoers. In Gallup's annual Values and Beliefs poll conducted in May 2022, 71% of U.S. adults say they believe marriages between same-sex couples should be recognized by the law as valid, with the same rights as traditional marriage, a new high with a one-point increase from 2021. In 1996, when Gallup first began tracking support for same-sex marriage, a quarter of Americans, 27%, backed legalization. A majority first supported legal same-sex marriage in 2011. 1 month prior to the Supreme Court legalizing same-sex marriage in 2015, backing first topped 60%. Last year was the first time support reached 7 in 10 Americans. As approval climbs in most other demographics, the percentage of weekly churchgoers who back the legislation of same-sex marriage plateaued at 44% in 2020 and has fallen to 40% in 2022. Nearly 3 in 5, 58%, remain opposed. Now, just in my lifetime, the views of society toward homosexuality have radically changed. When I was younger, comments about someone being gay was often talked about as either whispered gossip or it was an insult. In a generation before, this was even more pronounced that it was this way. But now, homosexuality is celebrated with pride parades and Pride Month. And those who believe that homosexuality is wrong, well, they're the ones who are now the subjects of gossip and insults. But not only has the practice of homosexuality become normalized, but same-sex marriage has become legally allowed in this country. Now, for our episode today, I don't intend really to get into an in-depth discussion about same-sex marriage or homosexuality. We've discussed it in previous episodes. I've written on it in articles on the Plain Bible Teaching website. If you want to hear or read more on this topic, you can check out the links in the show notes. But instead today, I want to focus on the connection between less frequent church attendance and the adoption of a mindset that mirrors the culture around us. Consider another excerpt from the article that we've been citing. It says, while weekly churchgoers opposed legalized same-sex marriage with the same benefits as traditional marriage, those who attend less frequently are much more supportive. U.S. adults who seldom or never attend church services have been mostly supportive since 2004. The percentage backing same-sex marriage has climbed from 52% to 82% now. It took longer for Americans who attend nearly weekly or monthly to become mostly supportive, but they've been so since 2014. The percentage backing same-sex marriage legalization steadily rose from 31% in 2004 to 70% today. Now, if you visit the link to this story and read the rest of the article, you will see an interactive chart depicting the change in approval for same-sex marriage since 2004 to today in three groups. One is those who attend church services weekly. Second group are those who attend nearly weekly or monthly. And then the third group are those who seldom or never attend. There's a static image of the chart, not an interactive one, but a static image of the chart in the show notes on the Plain Bible Teaching website if you just want to check it out that way. But if you look at the chart, you will see that all three groups begin to follow the same upward trajectory for a while, though at different levels of support, until eventually the first group, those who attend weekly, they plateau and then begin to decline in their support of same-sex marriage. But that has not happened with the ones who attend less than weekly. So what does that say to us? Well, there are three lessons that I want us to consider today. Number one, weekly church attendance should be expected. Now, this first point is not about same-sex marriage or any cultural issue per se. This is just a reminder about what the New Testament teaches about the assembly and how we should view it. The Hebrew writer said over in Hebrews 10, verses 23 through 25, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." We are to hold fast without wavering. Well, how can we do that? Well, we need the encouragement from our brethren. Well, how do we receive that encouragement? We assemble together and stimulate one another to love and good deeds. However, the Hebrew writer said that some would not do this. Well, what was the danger for them? Well, first of all, he went immediately from this to a discussion about those who were sinning willfully and facing a terrifying expectation of judgment in verses 26 and 27, the next two verses. So if we are not doing good, which our brethren are encouraging us to do when we assemble together, then we'll be doing something else, which if it's not good, then it would be sin. But also the Hebrew writer talked earlier about giving and receiving encouragement to make the point that if we don't receive encouragement from our brethren, we can fall away. In chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, he said, "Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." So assembling together to give and receive encouragement is necessary, but it should also be expected. Some had the habit of forsaking the assembly, as Hebrews 10:25 said. But what should we have instead? Well, we should have a habit of assembling. In other words, when the church assembles, our plan should be that we are going to be there in the assembly. There may be times where we cannot attend due to sickness or travel or something like that, but our default practice needs to be that we are going to assemble. And others should be able to expect this of us as well. So unless we're chronically ill or a shut-in, we should be one of those weekly attenders since the church is going to assemble on the first day of every week for worship. And if the local church where we are a member meets more often than that, then we should be attending those services as well. This should be our habit and it needs to be expected. Second point is that the world exerts a powerful influence on us. Paul warned the brethren in Corinth about this in 1 Corinthians 15:33. He said, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." When we apply this verse, we tend to do so about things that we might be tempted to do. For example, if you hang out with people who drink alcohol, you'll be tempted to drink alcohol. If you spend time with people who use bad language, it will be easy for you to start using that same type of language as well. And that's certainly true. But in this context, Paul wasn't talking about something necessarily that we do, but something that they would believe. The whole chapter contains a discussion about the resurrection, the fact of Jesus' resurrection and the hope of our future resurrection. And some were denying the resurrection, and Paul wanted to keep these Christians from embracing that idea. Now, yes, it is true that our beliefs affect our actions. In the verse before, Paul said that if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And in the verse after, he told them to stop sinning. However, this was rooted in what they believed about the resurrection. If they believed what was false, that would lead them to do what was wrong. So the belief came first. And associating with those who believed what was false would be a corrupting influence on them that could eventually lead them to accept that error. And the same thing can happen for us with any idea, including the acceptance of same-sex marriage. The more our society accepts homosexuality and same-sex marriage, the more of an influence it will be for us to accept the same thing. And as Christians, we are to be different from the world. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." The world pressures us to conform, yet we are to resist that. And instead, we are to conform to the image of Christ by following and believing the teachings that are found in His Word. Then the third point. The less frequent our attendance, the greater the danger of adopting the worldview of our culture. So this last point really puts the first two points together. We are to be in the habit of assembling with the church and receiving encouragement to help us continue to be faithful to the Lord. And the world is trying to encourage us to turn from this and conform to those around us. And the more we are in the world, and the less we are around like-minded Christians, then the more like-minded we will be with the world. Going back to what Paul told the Corinthians, do not be deceived. Don't think that it won't happen to you. The less frequent our attendance, the more likely it is that we will adopt the worldview of our culture. This is common sense. And the warnings are there in the scriptures. And with this poll, it's also backed up by statistics. So we need to be assembling with the local church, not just to worship, though that is important, but also to receive the encouragement that we need to continue to faithfully follow the Lord. If we are not careful, the world will pull us away from the Lord. And the less time we spend with our brethren, the more likely this is to happen. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to this news story that we talked about and other related links, again, this episode wasn't about homosexuality or same-sex marriage per se, but if you want information or articles or podcasts on that topic, check out the show notes, though you'll find those there. But the show notes for this episode are at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/09-15-22. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story or see some topic come up that you think would make for a good discussion, please send that link to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.